halfway down the strip. Martinez had to blink to make sure he wasn't seeing things. The five hands spread out in front of him were something straight out of a dream. The kind where you woke up cursing that it wasn't real, that things like this never happened in real life. He read the cards again, carefully, speaking in heavily accented English, so the entire table could hear. Brackjack, 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 20, 20. He clapped his hands together, jabbering loudly in Japanese. The woman next to him hugged his shoulder, then joined the rest of the table in a round of applause. In 10 minutes, the little Japanese man with the dark skin, thin mustache, and baby blue suit had won $60,000, drawing an incredible 5 brackjacks. The pit boss had been over 3 times to offer him comps, such as a free stay in one of Caesar's luxury suites, tickets to a variety of sold-out shows, and dinner passes to all the casino's top restaurants. But the poor foreigner's English was so bad, all he did was nod vigorously. Brackjack, brackjack. He bowed again and again as he finally rose from the table, shoveling chips into his bulging pockets. The only player who didn't congratulate him as he moved by was the angry little Asian woman with streaks of gray hair and mottled skin at third base, who was meticulously counting and recounting her tiny pile of black chips. Kiana would play out the next shoe, then make her way to the designated meeting spot across the street from the hotel. If there were no reported problems from any of the squads, the spotters would return to the tables for a second shift, and the happy Japanese man would be back in action. Back in the moment, Martinez strolled out of Caesar's into the warm night air. Once outside, he lost himself in the crowd moving down the strip. He paused for a moment at a stoplight, adjusting the mustache at the edges, making sure it was still tightly applied to his face. His skull hurt from the crown of tightly woven dark hair that added depth to his own, and he was sweating profusely beneath the cheap polyester suit, but he knew the overall effect was convincing. He could have boarded an airplane to Tokyo without raising a Japan Airlines stewardess's eyebrow. He continued down the strip until he reached the entrance to the home-based casino where both he and Fisher had gotten rooms under the names Nobuo Toyama and Leonard Wu. Once inside the main casino, he headed straight to the elevators that led to his room. He had 20 minutes to kill before he had to join the rest of the group at the meeting point, and he wanted to check his makeup and relieve his polyester pockets of some of the inflated stash.